The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have learned how it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say this to you, offer the wicked man no resistance. On the contrary, if anyone hits you on the right cheek, offer him the other as well. If a man takes you to law and would have your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone orders you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to anyone who asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, do not turn away. You have learned how it was said, 'You must love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you will be sons of your Father in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on bad men as well as good, and his rain to fall on honest and dishonest men alike. For if you love those who love you, what right have you to claim any credit? Even the tax collectors do as much, do they not? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Even the pagans do as much, do they not? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most difficult things to put into practice is this commandment of Jesus Christ, a commandment specifically stated in the Gospel of today, namely, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So let us ask ourselves firstly, do I really want to do this? To answer this, let us take the two elements of this commandment. The first is to love your enemies, and the second is to pray for those who persecute you. So who wants to love their enemies? Is it possible? Some might say no. This is not possible because love is a natural human reaction and you cannot force to love. Therefore, to be forced to love another person is unnatural and doesn't work, because deep in your heart, you rather be rid of this person. Unlike if you love someone, you would like to spend lots of time in their company. What about praying for those who persecute you? Who is naturally inclined to do that? Few, I imagine. If anything, the first reaction would be to get away from these persecutors and possibly stop them doing that now, if not permanently. So, in general, and of course Jesus knows this, human beings will try to get rid of their enemies and certainly will not pray for those by whom they are persecuted. So how can it be done? The answer is given by Jesus himself, even unto death on the cross, and by his true followers, the saints and martyrs. And indeed, even today among ourselves, there are people, ordinary Christians, who manage to perform daily this extraordinary feat of loving their enemies and praying for those who, by whom they are persecuted. But how do they do that? They do so by not looking at the acts or considering their own feelings or those of others, important as they are, and these should not be ignored, forgotten, or forgiven easily, but on the individual being as the focus of their love. Love not being a romantic feeling or physical attraction, but an act of self-giving and commitment. self-giving in the way that you do not offer yourself to be abused, but offer yourself as providing help and assistance. Nor does it mean that you are not to defend yourself and others by force. No, it is actually your obligation to do so at a personal level and in communal situations as having the police or the armed forces. But what to do after having neutralized the physical attacks? What to do if the spiritual attacks continue? If your faith in Christ is being rubbished and challenged? What is required is to overcome temptation to seek revenge or to retaliate to evil. For it is at that stage only God, through you, can do that what cannot be achieved by words or arguments alone, but only by acting like Jesus, by bearing your cross as he did, and indeed think about the prayers he made on the cross. Forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Therefore, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you will be sons and daughters of your Father in heaven.